BBC Radio 1.
We'll probably never know much about the US Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden. Almost everything about them is top secret. But there's been a string of rumours and reports about one member of the team in particular. One with four legs and really big teeth. Here's our US reporter, Dave Howard.
Most army bases have barracks. Here at Fort Drum, they also have kennels.
I'm Sergeant Martin. I'm deploying with my dog to Afghanistan here in a couple of weeks.
What's your dog's name?
Kay.
Kay.
Yes, sir.
Together, they face a grueling day of tests before going overseas.
I'm going through certification. It's to test the dog's ability to find odors. And it's also to test my ability to how I can work my dog.
Kay and the other dogs here have to show they can bite someone on command and let go on command too. They're looking for a volunteer to practice on. Lucky.
My name's Officer Walsh, and this is Officer Derwin, and this is Slayton.
Slayton,
like Satan.
His whole goal is basically to bite and hold. That's to hold you in place to prevent you from getting away from me any further. You're talking about a 60-pound animal that can do a lot of damage to a 200-pound man.
They hand over a protective leather sleeve, but if you want to know what fear looks like, take a look at the video of this next bit on the web pages at Newsbeat Online.
I'm going to come forward and search a person. Do not make any sudden or aggressive moves. My dog will attack you. Do you understand me?
Oh, my goodness. Good boy. Good boy.
You can really feel the strength there. And he's dragging me towards you. Is that part of what he does?
Yeah, now watch your leg. There you go.
Satan, help! Shit!
Stop moving.
Stay.
Stand up. And step away.
I'm breathless after that. These Malinois and German Shepherds are powerful and clever. They've also got a strong sense of smell for finding hidden drugs or explosives. That combination is why Lieutenant Colonel Carl Packer, the commander here, thinks a dog like this was probably the one used in the bin Laden raid.
You know, aggressive training and explosive detection training. Both of those capabilities, unique capabilities, would have been a mission plus for the SEAL team going in to capture bin Laden.
Just paint that picture for us of the handler going down out of a helicopter, rappelling out with a dog strapped to his or her chest.
Just like it would be for any other soldier that's going through helicopter training. The more training you have, the more comfortable that dog would be and the more comfortable that handler would be for propelling out of the helicopter.
Sergeant Anthony Bostwick, the kennel master here. Not all the dogs are trained to be fierce. Labradors like Icon have won great praise in Afghanistan for sniffing out roadside bombs. Altogether, the US has more than 2,500 military dogs. The British military has about 1,000. For Kay and Sergeant Martin, though, there's one more test. Kay has to sit still and stay calm as Sergeant Martin fires a pistol overhead. At the end of a hot day, the dog's rewarded with a big bowl of water.
As long as you go through and do everything you did when you were training, you're usually good.
This has to be one of the best jobs you can have in the military. How many other people in the Army can say, hey, I just had a bad day, they can grab a ball, go outside and play catch with a dog?
Oh yeah, it definitely is. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
One.